That's all I remember.
No, no way, man. Old gribbling a toenail, crazy crap, man. I'll tell you what happened. That old dangle truth, man. Bill, man, old threw a nail, but flip, boom, man, right in my ear, man.
Yeah, man, you tell you what, a dang old detector, man. Talk about government take away freedom of smoke, man. Tell you what, a dang old yo, man. Get.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, man, a dang old boy ain't right, man. I'm gonna talk about old kicking them dang old ass, man. I don't take.
For God's sakes, Hank. Act like an adult, man. And keep it down, guys, will you? I am trying to get through an article on vintage Camaros, and I've been on the same dang page for 20 minutes.
Dang old pretty beats out, but I'll tell you what.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. We got a full house today, a little bit. We got Will Papa Giorgio.
Yo.
Rachel Oring via phone. Rachel? Rachel's not hearing us. Rachel, are you there now?
Yeah, here. Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I pressed the magic button. You're in the wrong queue. We've also got Jerry Perez.
Hello, John.
Who's just joining in, taking some pictures. It should be cool. I guess maybe we'll see him on the website?
Sure.
All right, well, you can listen to Papa's Basement live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. The main website, inpapasbasement.com, has my writings, has podcasts, a couple other fun things, and anything else we want to get out there. I guess follow us on Facebook. There's Papa's Basement on Facebook.
How do you even look for stuff on Facebook? It's not as easy as MySpace. I hate that effing site, man.
It's not too easy. I think you really just have to go to search like you would for a person's name and type in Papa's Basement, and that will get it to you.
Well, did you make the URL? Like, is there facebook.com/Papa's Basement?
I don't think I could do that, or at least I was not aware of how to...
You can? Like, God, that site is so effing hard to use.
Like, yeah, I don't get it. It's ridiculous.
Like, how did it catch on? Like, I like MySpace. It's idiot-proof. There's a bunch of idiots on there, so it's easy to slay bitches.
And MySpace is all about picking up women. That's all it degenerated into for me.
Well, not anymore. Well, unless you're into the dark meat.
I was going to say, it's a little bit...
I love black men.
Now.
In which case,
yeah MySpace,
go for it.
MySpace is your go-to if that's your prerogative, but otherwise it's become a desolate waste.
White flight has taken place.
Rachel, you agree? That your experience?
I haven't been on MySpace since I was, like, 17.
That's because you're white.
Yeah.
The minute I got into real college, I joined Facebook, and, well...
I guess that is what... I'm trying to think why I migrated, because I was doing them both for a while, and then MySpace was just, like, so heavy on... like maybe not even hackers, just spam and crap like that. Things you didn't want to deal with. And Facebook for
fake profiles and all that crap.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like, hey, add me, I'll show you my cans, and then you add them and your script is taken over and suddenly you're, you know, bulletining tranny ladyboy pictures to everyone.
And you're on the registered sex offender list.
Before you know it, you're hammering a sign in your front yard.
It's part of the virus.
All because you went to a place for friends.
But, holy crap. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Terrible. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Main subjects. I want to go on just kind of about the experiences in the gym. The four of us, yeah, four. We all do the gym thing. I think we've all had a couple things we wanted to discuss, throw out there. Some, you know, just find out what the hell's going in the gym today in America. Doesn't that sound like good and broad and
works for me, man? I've been going there as much as I can lately. So now sounds, I finally live close to it.
Sounds inquisitive. It's very like 2020, except I'm not like stuttering like John Stossel. We'll also get to my date yesterday with Mother Dear.
Oh, you guys went to the movies?
Yeah, we did.
And... So hot. So mm-hmm. hot.
I got to third base.
Oh god.
Nah, gentleman never tells, but there was some petting of the heavy.
Oh.
We also have sad news. Sad news on Papa's Basement. Not only the death of Gary Coleman.
What else? That's what I was thinking.
A little bit of sad news. I hope. Dennis Hopper died.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
30 minutes ago.
They come in three.
Most famous for his role as King Koopa in Super Mario Brothers, the movie. I know of nothing else. You know, maybe that was it. But,
I don't know anything he's been in.
Grumpy old man.
What? That was like Walter Matthau or Jack Lemmon.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I guess.
Speed.
Speed and Easy Rider.
That's, I guess, what he was famous for, like how he became famous.
Well, yeah, he was always the nutty, flaky guy from Easy Rider onward.
I thought, who's the main guy in Easy Rider?
Peter Fonda.
I was going to say Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson's in the mix.
Oh, really?
He's in the mix. Yeah, you're right, Rachel.
But who's the main guy with the burns and stuff?
Main guy's Peter Fonda.
And that's Jane Fonda's brother?
Dad.
Oh.
No, Jane, no. Jane's
Henry
brother.
Henry Fonda is...
Yeah, Henry... Okay, Henry's the king of this S. He's the king of the hill. Below him, you got the two kids, the two famous ones, Jane and Peter. Right so far, Rachel?
Yes.
And then Peter had Bridget. Who used to be famous and thus count as a human being. And now is a nobody.
Now no one
cares. I'm pretty sure she just served me the coffee that Jerry and I bought before the show. Still looking good. Oh, still looking good. But on top of all that, maybe it's not a celeb death, but I found it hilarious that the chick from Paramore.
Did you see? I saw that.
This is like my nightmare come true. Hayley Williams of Paramore was just busy tweeting some pics and accidentally tweeted a pic of like her with her top yanked down and her wee little nips out.
I'd feast on those. who is that? Chick from Paramore, like the redhead.
It's a group that the kids are listening to them.
Rock music.
Those kids today.
The hippin' and the hoppin'.
Yeah, I think they rebel with their poodle skirts and Paramore.
Oh, God.
And the colored
people. You guys are so old.
All right. Way to rub it in our face. Yeah, Rachel, you're 23, and God, Will's the youngest, 27 after that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That is a gap and a half.
Not really.
I mean, your genitals will still come.
27 is almost 30. Ugh.
I know. That's how I feel old when someone Rachel's age will talk about people 30, and it's like they're talking to you. Like, you're a human being, but they're like, oh, this 30-year-old hit on me today. Like, what a gross old F. God, how dare he? That's when, you know, if you weren't talking to them, you would be seen as a gross kid toucher.
Not true. If you got game, you should be slaying all kinds of young poontangery.
Oh, you can, but it takes an ounce of game. Like, just, Rachel, your first reaction is, this is an older guy, right? Which isn't negative, but...
Wait, what? If
you see a guy who's 30.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know he's 30. I mean, if he's hot, like, I'd be down. I don't know.
There you go. Plus, you should be able to use the mind control on someone that age. Like, if you can't manipulate a 23-year-old at 30, there's something wrong with you.
How do you think I keep her doing the show every week over the damn phone?
You really need to look at the dirty.com. Like, his agent, you would love him. This guy, Ari Golden, is just like, nothing but, like, how women are scum and how he just, like, slays chicks left and right. That treats him like dirt.
God, I would not love that. How dare you insinuate that. All right, back to the gym, man. I think what got me on this topic is I was working out with our mutual buddy Drew Morris the other day.
Are you serious?
Of In Technicolor.
I guess he's more your friend now than mine.
He's more my friend. You kicked that son of a bitch to a curb and he needed a Papa Giorgio. So I was working out with Morris again, the singer for In Technicolor. If you want to check them out, it's what, intechnicolor.com?
I guess. I don't know.
And we were in the locker room, which kind of gives us a weird overtone. But we're in the locker room. We're at Gold's in the locker room changing. And he told me, like, multiple times he's been hit on by gay dudes at one gym or another. Now, first of all, Rachel, of course you've been hit on a million times by guys, and we'll get to that in a minute, but has anyone ever tried to take you on the tugboat to Tuna Town?
No, I've never been hit on by a girl.
Really?
No, wait, scratch that. When I had my hair cut really short and dyed pink.
There we go.
Some girl winked at me one time. And I was like, God damn. Does pink hair automatically mean you're, like, a lesbian or something?
Did short hair, like, any punky-looking thing, kind of.
Yeah.
Was it just a wink, or did she, like, throw up the bow finger and then start licking between it while just maintaining eye contact?
No, it was just a wink.
Okay.
I get too excited.
Still, how did you know? I'm trying to sell this episode, goddamn you. But, Will, Jerry, have you ever had a guy even, like...
I've had guys give me weird looks, because, like, now I'm going, like... You know, at like 2 in the morning,
Oh, God. Oh, come on, man. That's like a bathhouse at 2 in the morning.
That's what I didn't even, like, that didn't occur to me at first, but then, like.
It's going to be like that scene in Porky's in the shower every night.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of got a weird vibe.
You think?
I don't know. I love it, though, because you don't have to wait for anything at that hour.
Yeah, I like going to the gym late at night.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Superset. You don't have to worry about some ass being on your machine.
All right, Jerry.
I've never had any sort of that at the gym. Though I have gotten, never to me, but they'll talk to Carly, and they'll ask her. They'll be like, hey.
Carly's Jerry's wife, and what, they're hitting on you through Carly, or they're trying to?
Well, they're finding out what the deal is. If we're a thing or if we're not. Like, at bars and stuff.
Okay,
every
so
once
that,
in a while.
That counts as you're getting hit on.
Yeah, I guess so. But never straight up to me, like, hey, how's it going?
And it's like a dude talking through Carly?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah, but...
That's weird. Like,
much more
like,
casual. Not. It's never like a direct confrontational, what, hey, you're hot.
What about the weather? Are you his beard?
But, you know, every once in a while. And in Richmond, I think, or in any city, you have... You know, a little bit more of that than you do. In
You mean Chantilly, VA is not a gay mecca?
Probably not. Like, I wouldn't know, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of, like, gay bars and stuff in Chantilly, VA, but...
I thought it was, like, Fire Island, Chantilly, and then the Gay Key, whichever, is it Largo? West?
I thought all of them were the Gay Key.
which one is the gayest key, then? Come on, Rachel, you watch a lot of Sex in the City. Help
whichever
me
whichever one's the longest.
Never went to the Florida Keys.
Oh, fine. All right, all right. There's a
gay. Whichever one is shaped like a C and B.
Oh, man. Okay, all right. But it got me thinking, I'd never been hit on by a dude, and really only once, well, first that made me realize I was out of shape. Because Drew was sitting there just looking all chiseled and modelly, and I was like, you know what, F you.
He's too skinny.
Yeah, but, I mean, wouldn't you count as, like, a grizzly bear or something? Because you're all hairy and fat.
Bear.
Oh, God. So I have to get, like, I have to get the cubs, right? That's how it works?
Yeah. All those little twinks who are into,
the
like, bottom. Hairy guys.
So I'd be the big grizzly top.
Yeah, just walk around being fat and hairy like you are and just wear, like, a flat shirt or something.
I am not gay.
You'll totally get hit on and you'll just feel the way better about yourself. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Make a bodybuilding.com page. That's like the gayest site I've ever seen.
Are you serious? Bodybuilding.com is actually like...
Dude, it's nothing but like dudes complimenting other dudes' physiques.
Really?
I mean, there's also guys... I mean, there's guys like trying to hit on chicks, but like the people leave comments for guys.
Yeah.
Nothing but guys. And, like, also, like, old, fat, out-of-shape ones just be like, nice
oh my
abs,
God. Wow.
Killer pecs. I'm stroking it to this picture. Whoops. I should have deleted that before I posted it.
But I didn't.
Why am I still typing the words?
I can keep going if you want me to. My address is.
If you wanted to work the gay thing, though, John, you want to do the bear, you have to
I don't. That's not where this was
I'm
going.
I'm just saying, if you wanted
that's,
to.
That's not
you,
at all where
you
this
have to
was
remove,
going.
You know, the t-shirts with the yellow pit stains, you know. You
shut
have
up.
To remove that yeah. from the wardrobe. You have to remove, you know, haven't shaved in a while. Unless you're really growing
like
out the
Oscar
beard.
The Grouch homeless bear.
Yeah, the homeless thing's not going to work if you're trying to, you know, flex the game.
Wait,
vibe.
You're wearing... You wear t-shirts with yellow pit stains?
Yeah, sometimes.
I do, too.
Oh!
I think every guy does. Yeah. Every straight guy does at one point or another.
They all get them.
Five for, like, $5. Throw it out when it gets yellow and gross.
That happens, like, after you wear it once, though.
I know. We're Greek.
I'm wearing a white unit...
Mine are, like, tight as ass, though, so they're, like, wedged in there, and I work out in them.
I can see your nipples. You are interested in this conversation. That is a tight shirt.
See, I don't know about you guys, but I get the cakes. The cake, it's not the stain, but, like, the underarms turn into, like, a hard, flexible plastic after you, anybody had that experience?
You use, like, gel deodorant?
What?
No. Rachel, same thing happens to me not so often anymore, but my old t-shirts that were tighter and thinner,
yep.
Like, if you flick them, it's like you're flicking, I'm trying to think of the sound, it's similar to flicking, like, the side of a tent, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
like a very, A very taut nylon.
I mean, you can get away with it if you have gray shirts, though, because gray shirts, the color doesn't alter enough. But if you have either a white shirt or a black shirt, you're screwed, and you gotta get new ones.
How did that happen? What the hell are you doing?
I kind of thought you'd know this as a girl. Is it just deodorant and sweat? Is it more? I gotta think it's deodorant, right?
No, I think it's sweat.
Never happened to me. Ever.
I used to, like, not wear deodorant.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just sweat.
I think so.
So, Rachel, you're
horrifying.
So your thongs don't get hard as a pirate's eye patch?
No, they don't.
All right.
If they did, I would just wash them, and then...
You wash. It doesn't come out.
I don't understand. I've never heard of this ever. That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, if anyone later can...
You have the period undies, just like any other chick.
I don't think girls have so many period undies. It's definitely like period PJs, though. It's like the PJs that they wear every time when they're feeling bloated and shoving ice cream in their face. And you're just like, so that's Cherry Garcia stain in your lap, right? And yes, if you wish to believe that, little boy.
I don't have period PJs. I don't eat ice cream when I'm on my period either.
What do you do?
I don't do anything differently from what I normally do. I don't. It's not like I'm sitting on the couch crying, stuffing my face with ice cream sandwiches.
I just imagine you crying and hemorrhaging like you got your heart torn out by Kano.
No, that doesn't happen.
All right.
Fatality murder.
I don't hemorrhage from my vagina.
Okay, all right. Got me thinking, though, and not that I am a man who will ever pick up a girl, because I'm a queen like that, but... Rachel, is there any good way for a guy to approach a girl in the gym? You know, the other day... you're going to have to drag out that segment a little more. The other day, I saw some, like, cute, pasty chicks. You know, it was kind of like that milky white with the dark black hair that I kind of dig.
Damn, huh?
What?
I like that.
Piss off. I call dibs. I'm older.
You call dibs on girls that you're probably never going to see again, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
I call dibs on all jerk-off fantasy rights here. I don't want to know your dream soiling them. I want no dream sloppy seconds here. And it's not, you know, I really wasn't going to try anything. It's just I like knowing that in a pinch, I could walk up to a girl and say, hey. Nice to know you're not a complete powerless queen in these situations. So there's nothing you can do, you're saying.
No, don't talk to girls at the gym, because they do not, no. Because, like, look, we're, like, totally, like, feeling like crap, we're all gross and sweaty, like, well, there are some girls just, like, stand on the elliptical machine, like, texting, and I'm like, why do you even waste your money being here?
What I've heard from girls, a lot of them do maintain, and first of all, I don't believe this, because I'm a firm believer in women want attention all the time from anyone, but... If the chick is, like, not made up and the hair is up and she's really, like, working up a sweat, probably leave her alone. And if she's doing the Romy and Michelle and she's on a treadmill going, like, 0.5 and, like, 6-inch heels, then it's good to go.
Why would you want to talk to a girl like that anyway? Because she's probably so self-absorbed that she probably thinks you're hideous and will spurn you anyway.
I don't want to talk to the Romy and Michelles. I dig the chick that would be fit and working up a sweat, but I don't want to, like, you know, my nightmare is I walk up from behind her, I rip out one of the iPod buds, and I'm just like, hey, bitch, can I holler at you? You know, and she just socks you in the gut with a dumbbell.
Yeah, if there's, like, a girl that you is, like, working up a sweat, like, just don't, I mean, when I'm at the gym, I don't want to talk to anyone, like, I get hit on, and I get, like, weird leering stares as I, like, walk from, like, treadmill to the freeways or whatever.
Now,
and, like,
now who's hitting on you?
like, well, mostly Mexicans at the gym with the leering.
Now, every time a Mexican hits on you, do you think I need to lose weight or what?
Big fat ass.
Because I know girls, especially...
¡Qué culo!
Well, you know our buddy Miriam.
Yeah.
Like, she uses as a barometer if she needs to work out whether or not she's still getting hit on by more brothers than white dudes.
Probably always brothers.
Yeah, it's,
I love black men.
She does not, but, that is kind of, the instant she knows, she notices more white guys hitting on her than brothers, she's like, oh, I'm in shape again.
Like, lies.
Like I'm very, very taut. I don't know, she was looking trim the other day.
I don't, well, I have one of those asses that when I exercise, it just gets more, like, round and tight.
That's,
like,
that's,
it never goes down, it just gets hotter.
See, that's
but it never, like, is smaller. So it's like I'm never not going to be leered at and, like, stared at like I want. They're, like, Mexicans are going to murder me. Like, it's never not going to happen.
They're going to kill you with their lawn maintenance implements.
Because that's what Mexicans do.
Weed whacker,
murder
like,
people.
Take a weed whacker. No,
shut up, Jerry Perez.
Well, do you have a big rack or no?
No, I mean,
oh, I
wouldn't
look
really.
At you.
I mean, okay.
I see, I like the ass on a broad, and I kind of dig the fact that a lot of whiteys don't, because then I get to, like, I get bonus brownie points just for being, you know, more of a pale face than the average guy hitting on these chicks. It's like, hey, white guy hitting on me. You are an 8.
Yeah,
I
don't
think it's less
care.
The color of your skin and more like your handle of the English language.
Really?
What's up, C?
Some bitch sit on my face. What?
They're like, yeah, little mama. What's up with you?
It's like a Chris Brown
what's
lyric.
What's with you?
Do you go to like a ghetto gym or something?
Because
I kind of do.
You sound like you're working out in Watts or something.
No, I mean, my gym is really nice, but the problem is like, apparently, like, North Carolina is like where Mexicans, like, migrating north from Mexico, like, they all stop
they
in North Carolina.
They stop
apparently.
Off to hit on
they
white
stop
bras.
Everywhere.
And then, but, no, there's so many, and, like, the problem is, like...
That makes you feel unsafe, I understand.
No, well,
is there, like, a lot of construction going on where you live?
No, but the my gym is affiliated with a gym in Carbo, which is, like, a couple miles away, where there are shit tons of Mexicans.
Whoa.
Like, crap tons, sorry, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Oh, whatever.
What's the name of that gym? El Mondo Gymnasio or something? Do they teach like Mexican wrestling? What's
El Pollo Loco?
I don't know.
Do you see it?
Like,
are they all working out in luchador masks?
Yeah. Well, it's really cheap, and I don't think they ask you for a credit card. So
let me ask you something, because like,
you can pay.
There are a lot of brown people at my gym. Because there's the ghetto, so it's like, Indian, black people, and Spanish people. Like,
yeah.
Is there ever a Spanish person on a machine you want to use? And you're just like, should I ask if that's the janitor just screwing around? Or is that, like, actually a member? Sometimes you really can't tell. Like, sometimes the janitors get on the equipment, man.
That's never happened. All the employees at my gym are white.
I've never had an issue with them. Anytime I've asked for a machine, it's always, he's yours, man.
What you do is you throw a towel in front of them. They pick it up, and you're like, back to work.
Oh, my God.
The towel test, as I call it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. No, I mean, there's not, I mean, because I usually work out at, like, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, so I never really have to ask to get on a machine.
Mm.
So. All right, so no one's getting any at a gym. I mean, I can
no,
always...
don't hit on girls at the gym. It's just really awkward.
There's some chicks who want it. I don't know. I'll get more cut up, and then I will do it.
I've been hit on a couple times by cute broads, and it's... I know one time this is kind of shameful to admit, but I was doing yoga for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about as big a P magnet as you think it would be.
I was going to say, man, that's an in.
Yeah, because suddenly while you're doing your squats and, you know, all the other rapist exercises, she feels safe to walk up and be like, hey, don't I know you from yoga? And that's that.
Yeah, no, I've taken yoga before, and guys that are in there that are cute, I will stare at their eyes.
Exactly.
Doing all the
poses.
So
do know me from yoga, and you will know me from not paying child support.
It looks like my gym, like all the classes, I don't know if they are supposed to be female only. Like if it's like the woman only area or just chicks are in.
They are completely free for both, but I know it's like you walk in and you just want to do the Mr. Burns, like, excellent.
Yeah, but if you're the only guy, like that looks so sketchy. I don't know.
Not really. Just don't wear your underwear and let your dong flop around your shorts. You see how sketchy it is.
Don't do that.
A little midriff bearing.
I don't want to see that. that.
A little midriff bearing t-shirt cut off right under your nipples. Your pit stain showing.
Your like hard plastic underarm shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, I don't get that. I don't know what the F you two are talking about.
Jerry.
Although I've never touched. I don't know. Mine seems soft. It's just discolored.
Soft and smelly. The title of one of Prince's albums.
No, it smells good. I wash my whites on hot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just want to throw that out there. I do remember yoga. And also, God. What? Ask them if they need help. That was my only other in. That worked a couple times.
That's worked for you?
Not like...
That's insulting.
Hey,
man.
Dumb
yeah,
little
that's
lady.
Insulting. Yeah.
Not hey,
like,
little
hey,
lady.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Let me point out what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, you should be barefoot in the kitchen, but while you're pretending to know things, let me help you out. No, I don't mean that.
God.
If you see them walking around looking for like a weight or something, be like, hey, did you need like a 10? Or a 5 or something like that. And that has always worked for me back in the day. But those are the only two tips I got. Yoga and do you need X weight that I'm using? Do you need in on this machine? Junk like that.
I was going to like get in better shape. Like, I was going to get more cut up than just wear like the tiniest effing shirt like imaginable.
I think you should do that, but accidentally let your shorts down and just stare them dead in the eye while your penis is there.
No, I'm just gonna get like an extra small like wife beater like that doesn't even cover my nipples.
Oh, God. And if your dong moves but she doesn't, you're in. Okay.
Oh God.
So none of us know how to get any from the gym. Glad we've established that.
The one guy I observed that seemed to be more successful at, you know, getting women to talk to him and talking with women and God knows what else, he was just...
Probably, you know, doing the mommy-daddy dance.
He was just friendly. And he would come up, and he was patient. Because he was working everybody at the same time.
He sounds like
gym.
An alligator lurking
no,
in the water.
The thing, it's like...
And it was just, hey, how's it going? And this and that. And it was just like, just little things. But eventually, he knew a lot of the people at the gym.
That is what works in life in general.
And eventually, yeah, you know, people are comfortable with him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to say, that's what happens in my gym. Like, you have like, these people always socialize, like almost like this group of friends. And I don't know, when I'm at the gym, I'm there to work out. Like, I'm not there to effing talk.
You're like a hot bitch on a treadmill.
Like, if I'm at a bar or something, yeah, that's the time to socialize. But, like, yeah, if I'm trying to, like, focus on my workout and not actually, like, be there specifically to pick up hoes, then... You know, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, there are all these really skinny bitches who will, like, just be there in packs and, like, flirt with all the hot guys.
Spiteful much?
And, like, it's so awkward.
Skinny bitches.
That was great. You skinny bitches. I hate you.
Sound like that.
You don't get hit on by the Browns.
What?
Nothing.
No, but they're just really annoying because, like...
You get hit on guys but named Zach. And Tyler.
Chaz.
I get hit on by Alejandro.
All the names in that Lady Gaga song. Fernando.
Gonzalo.
Roberto,
that's the third.
That song is my anthem.
Hey, you'll need any dents hammered out after you get work out? Because I can do that for you, man.
Oh, God. All Hi, right. Rachel.
Huh?
Hey, we lost Rachel.
In a fit of laughter.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of hitting on hot ass, let's talk about...
Gary Coleman done.
I was going to say my date with Mom, but we can... Let's get to... If we want to do the Gary Coleman thing first.
No, I was just joking. I mean, what else is there? I don't even what... the hell he's famous for other than being a damn joke.
Different strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
What okay. you talking
what
about,
was that,
Willis?
30 years ago?
Yeah. 81, 83.
It's a long time to be milking a catchphrase. That's why he was a damn security guard.
Dynamite, man. That's all I'm saying. Dynamite and what else we got?
Where's right. The... He didn't even...
No, but he didn't say dynamite.
No, that was...
J.J. Walker.
Yeah, and he didn't have Gary Coleman fame.
Mm-mm.
J.J. Walker's probably eating out of the dumpster outside this building right now.
He's probably eating out of the dumpster, and then he's going to hit on Rachel later in the gym.
Ooh. Oh. No, but he's a skinny black guy. Does that make a difference?
No.
Oh, okay.
Scrawniest black guys will go for big chicks, too. That's just science.
You're right.
All right.
Opposites attract.
Now that we will be beaten to death upon exiting this studio, now that we've established that, let's get to Mommy Death. What? Freud? Much? What?
What movie did you guys see?
All right. God damn. Wow. Hope she's not listening to this one.
Was that a real slip?
Little bit. Oh. Little bit. Just a wee little bit.
Boy.
Okay.
There's nothing hot in this studio.
I know.
I'm glad I wore a t-shirt.
I know. Yeah. No, every so often, because of my dad's death, there's where the death was originally coming in, I have to take my mom out on what is tantamount to a date. Will, you never really do this, but...
I'm always working or doing some other selfish activity.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's a lot of IM and masturbate in that mix too, but okay. And she'd been bugging me to see a movie called City Island.
I don't even know what that is.
It's got Andy Garcia, Juliana Margulies, Julia Margulies, what the hell's her name?
I think Juliana. No, who gives an ass?
Something.
Yeah.
Hot Jew broad from Sopranos.
I was going to say, she looked disgusting, and except for the Sopranos. Like, at ER, I hated the way she looked.
Well, she had that nappy hair going,
yeah, exactly.
Like a big poof.
But no, in Sopranos, she looked hot as ass.
When, like, she had Elaine Bennis hair. And...
when Christopher was putting the stones to her?
Yeah, and he's lying and saying he's banging a black broad named Kaisha.
Or something. Yeah.
God, I love that. But we go see City Island, and I was just kind of taken aback because as we get to the place, it's overrun with kids from a couple different high schools. And Rachel, you're a lot younger than us, but have you hit that point where you see even like 18-year-olds? And you're just like, you look like you don't have pubic hair.
Yeah, I mean, I get very crafty about people that look like they're like in high school.
I don't know
just
when
like, I... F you, get away from me.
Yeah, and I don't know when I cross that bridge, but I want to tell them to get the F off my lawn and stuff like that.
You lousy punks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. I have really jumped the bridge on that. And I'm only like, I guess, 12-ish years older than these people.
But no, I'm
kind
of
similar. I think graduating college, because, like, it's like when I graduated, even, like, when I see kids walking around campus at UNC, like, in their pajamas, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you look like even a damn a-hole. Drunk.
Wait, yeah, are you creeping on college campuses after you graduated?
No, I live in Chapel Hill, and I have to go anywhere, I have to drive through campus.
Mm-hmm. Trying to relive them glory days.
Oh, yeah. Those glory days that I just left. Exactly.
All I know is I was completely, like, shocked at how young they looked, and I wanted to tell them to go home and behave themselves. I was walking mom in. There was one bald-headed Latino man just sitting there making out with his girlfriend. She looked like she went to the school. He didn't.
Oh.
I'll put it that way. It was a little weird, man.
Was it feel? Oh no, they probably just like had tests and got out early, like finals or something. I don't know.
Maybe not finals, but they're out pretty. You know, next like 3 to 4 weeks, right? The little kids.
They're out late this year because of the snow. I think
oh.
It's like June 24th or something.
All I know is that display disgusted me too. I wanted to kind of tell them to knock it off, but then I figured they would kind of tie me up and rape mom in front of me like Clockwork Orange.
I never did that in high school. I don't think I was, like, made out with chicks in the halls. Like, I think that's kind of low rent.
Yeah.
Like, there's a time and the place for that. Like,
I didn't want to tell that to Vato Loco, but I kind of felt the same way.
No, that's a ghetto
thing. I don't think I've ever made out with anyone in public. I don't think I'd be down with that.
I mean, I, like, finger-bang chicks at a party, like, in front of everybody. But not at school. It's a place of learning.
What the hell party was this?
I don't know.
My the eighth birthday.
Middle school, actually. Not even high school.
Oh, my God.
All right, then. Well, I was busy playing Magic the Gathering.
You gotta know the right people.
So. Lord. God damn.
Chicks flashing. It was nice.
How old were you?
Like 13, 14, I guess.
Oh.
It was right around the corner from where we lived.
You can't call over your brother in high school? Son of a bitch. All right, then.
That was back before cell phones.
Could have called the house.
I don't think you were there. I don't know.
All right. I will harbor this grudge till our dying days. So long story short, take her out for movie and a meal, real date. Take her to Old Country Buffet. Have any of you guys been there?
Only in Chicago, oddly enough.
that was a hot spot with the when I was in doing football in high school.
OCB.
OCB.
OCB. That was every Friday. Well, wasn't Thursday night before game.
The only one here is Manassas, right?
Yeah, we drive all the way to Manassas.
No, there's one in Pickett, like Pickwick Square or whatever in Fairfax, right next to all these high school kids.
Oh, like Fairfax Circle. Oh, yeah. You got Fair City.
Fair City Mall. Okay. And, you know, I'm not going to say, it was my first time there. I'm not going to say I was expecting something, but I kind of wanted it to be like the maitre d' looked like Colonel Sanders. And if anyone that looked like they might have a preference for Rachel in the gym walked in, he would let them eat there, but he'd kind of like watch them and twiddle his mustache the whole time.
No, it's no different than any like Asian buffet. It's just garbage.
Dude, like literally, I don't know when Fairfax became a mix of Lima, Peru, and like Seoul, South Korea.
Old Town Fairfax is ghetto as ass, man. Like where we are right now, look around.
Yeah, I really expected someone to get their hand chopped off with a machete.
Like, did you see that sign outside? They're literally closing a road.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Because they don't want people cutting through that, like, the white apartments, I think.
I don't know. I was just kind of shocked, first of all, at the clientele. Just, I expected a bunch of old white people eating at Old Country Buffet. It makes sense. It says old and country.
Not in Old Town Fairfax, man.
And then, the food. Why is Old Country Buffet serving me enchiladas, General Tso's chicken?
I was going to say, it's the same as any Asian buffet.
What the F,
I thought you were going to say pupusas. Nice. No,
that's a change. They used to be like ham and turkey and mashed potatoes and all that.
There was
good
like
stuff.
Barely fried chicken. I saw like maybe one gravy. You're a country buffet. I want gravy in like every shade between like hickory brown and white.
Like picking out paint at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
You got to cater to your clientele, man.
I was just blown away. I don't want, the smells were so disgusting together. It was like one of those Taco Bell KFC Pizza Huts. Like, so, you know, one smell will turn you on and that makes the next one turn you off. And it's just, it was horrible, man. I was not happy. And then on top
you
of that.
You sound like a total fatty right now.
Well, yeah, and then they're trying to kiss your ass doing like a poor man's Red Lobster too. There's a China woman going around giving you hush puppies. Yeah. She's like, take hush puppy.
I thought usually
they
bring like,
honor to me.
Bitch, if you like fill your plate and don't eat it. And then like say you go back for something else, they'll like give you dirty ass stares.
No, it's just
give you a talkins to.
They didn't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, that's what I do at the buffet. Is I just fill my plate up and decide I don't like any of it and like go back for another try.
Oh, I've been scolded for that before.
Really?
Yeah, but it's also probably like in a group of like teenagers doing the same thing.
Just eating a bite out of everything and costing them $170.
Yeah, right. Who gives an S? I mean, we used to do that at, like, the Pizza Hut lunch buffet. Like, one of us would order it, and then the rest would just sneak off the plate. And we'd be, like, little dickheads and, like, take the pizza and, like, slap it against the wall under the table or, like, in the
you told me
seat.
You and I used to be such little assholes when we were little kids.
We'd like cut the cushions and the seats open with knives.
That's what I remember.
Oh my god.
Carve up the tables.
I remember when I was a little kid, I used to break into lockers all the time and we would take the kids' textbooks and just throw them in the trash. And no one would know where the hell they went. And these kids would be out $400 in textbooks. And not only that, it was during that big starter jacket craze.
Wait, why would you have to pay for textbooks in public school?
Because you lost the one you were assigned at the beginning of the year.
Oh, wow.
So you had to pay for the second one. Yeah, but not only that, we would, like, take a kid's cowboy starter jacket and, like, flush the toilet and clog it and then drop a deuce on top of it.
Oh, my God!
And then we would sit there in another stall and wait till the janitor came in. Because without fail, they wouldn't even put on gloves. And they'd just, like, fish it out. Like, urine, feces, whatever was on top.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
No, the best would be, like, in middle school or whatever, if you sneak back in the locker room in the middle of class, you know, because people have their, like, day clothes in the locker.
Oh, you just urinate on them?
Yeah, piss on their day clothes so they have to wear their gym uniform the whole day.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Because the gym lockers had these big holes in them, you know,
oh,
so they didn't stink.
Slats.
So yeah. You could just piss right in them.
Yeah. We got to the point we would let the milks spoil the little, you know, what is that, eighth of a quart or something? we would just take like 16 of those and leave them in our lockers to like curdle. And then we would open them up and start like dribbling them inside people's lockers. And it would smell like they essed themselves for a month.
I think I used to do that with Nut. Like just pulling in the locker commons.
Match point, sir. Match point.
Like, you know. I don't know. This is what teenage boys do.
Yeah,
like if you like blow a load and like you know those old contact lens cups.
Oh my! What? Okay.
Then like loosen it a bit.
This is like Oz now.
Just like do that. Loosen the top so it's loose but it's not off, and then just fling it in the locker commons. Like
God.
Between periods on its crown.
There's literally an episode where Adebisi did that.
I don't know. It's fun.
Horrible, depraved things.
Yeah, I wish I could still do that.
Me too. Now we'd get arrested.
Horrible.
All right, let's get to the celeb deaths. Shall we?
Should we include Bret Michaels in this or no?
He's still alive. Mm. How great would that be if he actually died and he's just an animatronic now?
To complete the three.
No. Okay, well, first and foremost.
Oh, I guess third would be Britney, whatever's husband. He wasn't really
Art Linkletter.
Who the F is that?
I don't really know, but Don Geronimo listed him in the triumvirate of death.
Yeah.
So we'll go with that. He says the trisies is complete. Although he had a great tweet when he said, Gary Coleman's dead. Urkel and Emmanuel Lewis, watch your back. But, just a couple seconds on both of them, if you guys had any memories. I know we're talking like we know these guys individually or something. I remember growing up watching Different Strokes, man.
Did you? I don't.
Really?
No, he's always...
I've never seen an episode of Different Strokes.
You were born like 1997.
Yeah.
I talk about Metallica's Black Album, that's oldies to you. This is not your wheelhouse on Gary Coleman. I remember watching him on good old DC-20. And we would, you'd have Gary Coleman and then Ninja Turtles. And stuff like that.
I remember Ninja Turtles.
But yeah.
I guess
I could talk about Ninja Turtles all day.
No.
But I remember Different Strokes. I remember watching that as a little kid, but I
really don't.
I remember the episode where What's-Her-Face has an eating disorder, and she's like eating peanut butter in the middle of the night, and then she goes and vomits. That's my memory of Different Strokes.
Well, wasn't there one where they got molested by a bike owner? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was parodied on Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Scream at my ass.
Diddled. But, he kind of became like a punchline for about 25 years.
Oh, of course. He's a midget.
And I'm looking forward to that Simpsons season premiere where at the end of the episode it will be like, you know, in memory of Gary Coleman, and they'll flash the Simpsons cartoon version of his face.
When he was a security guard.
When he was
in the cartoon. Much like real life.
I love when anyone dies who's been on the Simpsons and they do that. It's never a real picture.
Oh, of course not.
It's always the Simpsons version of them they display. I think that's
why not?
So cool. But we got that, and we got Dennis Hopper.
How old was he?
73.
He's been on his deathbed for a really long time, though.
I just read that.
I'm not really surprised by that.
I didn't know that. Wasn't he the one like going through a custody battle with like his ex-wife or something?
Yeah, his ex-wife was like divorcing him, and like
he said he was broke. So good for him, man. He found a way out. Leave that bitch high and dry.
How long was all that going on, Rachel?
I mean, I've been aware of it for quite a few months, at least like.
I've seen it on TMZ. I don't know.
What show was he on recently? Wasn't he just doing something?
Probably. I don't know.
He's in a lot of like commercials. He's like a commercial spokesman for a lot of things. That's like kind of the only way I really know him.
I just remember Land of the Dead recently. I thought he was great in Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead?
Land of the Dead.
Wait, he was True Romance, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's got to be his best. It's like, that means you're a grandma.
Oh, God. Oh, why?
I'm mulling you.
Why don't I have that? Okay, we'll have to, like, throw that on the podcast or something.
No, that scene is effing great.
Oh, that could be our outro. It's like, all right,
it's like
everyone.
It's a game of show and tell. You're showing me nothing, but you're telling me everything.
Means you're great, great, great grandmother. Got it on with a guy that flirted with Rachel.
There we go. I don't think he used the Italian word now that I think about it.
No. He used that word that Ludacris is so fond of.
That you always call Rollo.
All right, and last but not least, we got about 10 minutes, but we can kind of punch out a little bit early. I think we're set our piece more or less, right, guys?
Yeah, I'll definitely miss Dennis Hopper more.
Okay, God, who will I miss more? Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Coleman's going to be buried in, like, an effing bread box.
I thought they'd just flush him down the toilet like a goldfish. bury him in the backyard like a dog.
Fisher Price, my first baby coffin.
All right, I think the funniest thing I saw all week was the lead singer of Paramore. Now, I'm going to admit, I like that That's What You Get song. Rachel, sing it for about 10 seconds. Now.
No.
I don't even know that one.
Come on.
You're better at it.
That's what you get when you let your heart win. Whoa. Whoa. There we go. I like that song. Right?
I'm very into Paramore, unfortunately. Well, I like yeah. them a lot.
And what's really funny about this broad is a lot of guys, I think it's just because she's a singer, a lot of guys seem to find her fairly attractive. I guess if you dig...
I like her.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone who finds her attractive.
Really? I would say a lot of dudes like...
Do now, bitch.
I would say a lot of people dig on her. Rachel, you think she's what? Like, cute or just not attractive at all? What?
Well, she's got, like, kind of a busted face, but she has, like, crazy colored hair. So she... and she probably wears, like, a lot of, like, Chuck Taylors and V-neck shirts. So she's automatically got, like, that whole, like... funky thing going on.
It's like banging an anime character.
Oh, yeah, so I dig emo chicks.
Screw her. She'll be like, yatta! Right, when she's nuts. But good old Hayley Williams of Paramore was busy tweet twatting a couple pics, and at the end of it, after about 4 or 5 pics, all of a sudden there's one of her with her top yanked down. And just kind of, you know, looking a little greasy, I'm not going to lie. A little like, this was after a show, maybe.
A little like Jermaine Jackson.
Just greasy, mother effer. Greasy.
Glistening.
But not the best, you know, kind of got the nose that you seem to like on a broad.
Jew.
bit of a moneylender's nose. But, yeah, not my cup of tea. But instantly, there's a lot of tweet replies like, oh my god, very brave of you. And then I think the best was some Spanish fan who was like, orgasmos grande or something. Like
that. Jesus.
There's like a tweet in Spanish right afterward that made me upchuck and laugh at the same time.
Are you actually allowed to like put nudity on twat pic or no?
Kinda, because I had like a porn star who I think was following me for a bit or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just like one without implants, so who cares?
No. Terrible.
Terrible. But she was like constantly putting up pictures of her naked. And just like her entire tweeting. Yeah, have you ever seen a porn star's Twitter? It's just like, got effed by so-and-so today, going out to drink.
Jesus.
They are all... This might shock you, but they tend to go out and drink a lot.
Maybe I need to make a Twitter page.
Yeah, you can just follow porn stars. And it's like, here's behind the scenes. Here's my boobs. I mean,
sounds interesting.
Will is fascinated by this. But the picture was up for like 10 minutes before she must have gotten like, I don't know how many texts like, why are you putting up your little teacups? And she immediately yanks the picture down and says, my Twitter got hacked, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who's she fooling?
Who do you think you're fooling?
Who you fooling? I know you did. I mean... That is my worst nightmare, don't get me wrong. Like, Rachel, you're a girl, and every girl lies about this, but every girl's got at least a few, like, really nice pictures of them, like, semi-naked or something on their phone. Right?
I don't have any on my phone.
Okay.
My camera.
Yeah, my camera.
I may have some on my old computer, but I wiped the hard drive from that. So
they're just burned onto CD.
Yeah. I print them out and like put them in a filing cabinet and then delete the digital.
Oh, the internet is shrouded.
What is this, 1996 with me in porn? Like, where you
a floppy disk?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna take the 5 1/4 and print out the 8 pictures stored on it and get one out to them.
No, I mean I don't have any like pictures of my boobs on my phone or anything. But I mean, if I was sending like a booby picture like to like my boyfriend or something, I wouldn't fucking freaking
somewhere
sorry.
That's
I'm
two
sorry.
Three and you're out.
I'm really tired, you guys. My ankle is very swollen. My brain is not working very well.
Are you on your menzies?
No, I've been at work since 8 o'clock in the morning.
She took the early shift just to do this show. So you know what?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Your fault.
Yay.
Hey, I woke up early, too.
What is early for Will?
11:30.
I am. Oh, man. But, yeah, I think every girl has these, and it's like their just nightmare to do this.
Well, first of all,
I'm not sure why you would direct message your boyfriend a nudie picture through Twitter.
Like, that's the whole thing. It's like,
just text him straight away, or just wait until you see him in person.
It's like, this stuff doesn't go away, especially now. People have this saved, you dumb bitch. This is forever.
Oh, it's already on my desktop.
Like, if it's your boyfriend, why does he need a picture of you anyway? Like, I don't know about you.
Oh, that's
like
a great gesture. If I'm with a chick, send me all the nudity you can. And you know what?
Why?
I also like it if I'm not with you.
I was going to say, if anything,
when in doubt,
the
send
only
me a
time
picture
I
of your jugs.
Want it is, like, after it's over.
Oh, and then it's like I miss hitting that?
Yeah, but like, while you're there, like, I mean, I don't know.
It's like that in memoriam during the Oscars of the ones we've lost this year.
Like, I don't know. It's just, if you're going to objectify
slow roll of every pair of boobs you'll never touch again.
Like, to me, it's like, yeah, you either objectify it or you're actually, like, with it. You can't really do both at the same time.
I would just say I'm kind of bored if I'm with it all the time. It's like, I don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like, if you're in, like, a long-distance relationship and you don't see each other, you know, and it's something, like, sexy that...
Unless
it's
cheating.
If it's in your hot little sister's mouth, then it's something. That's, that's something special. Otherwise, I don't want.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, like,
this is what happens. Yeah, no, I mean, I would.
I'm definitely worried that I've sent, like, you know, you'll be with a broad, and maybe you've got a picture of you checking her tonsils or something. And
what? Why did you take a picture of that?
I don't know. If you're bored. What? You've never watched The Shield? That's how you blackmail someone. Take a picture of them doing that. And then, like, you know, you'll snap a picture of the cat, and you'll send that to someone, and you're like, God, I hope that was a picture of the cat that went out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's how we roll in these parts.
They do make excellent blackmailing tools. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. No one will ever have too messy a breakup with you if you've got like a whole portfolio on them.
We heard that.
Okay, I think we can go out on that note.
There's no lower to sink.
No, we set a bar, as usual. Rachel, I want to allow you to plug every ounce of your crap you want to plug. And by crap, I mean great stuff, because you do great work. So plug away.
No, thanks.
What?
If you want to follow me on Twitter.
Too late now. You blew it. It's like training day. You pass up breakfast, you don't get to order 5 minutes later.
All right, what you got, Rachel?
My Twitter is @gaggingtours, and if you want to read my writing, which is way better than John's.
True.
It's gaggingtowardsbethlehem.com.
Yeah, again, folks, that's @gaggingtours if you want to tweet her, gaggingtowardsbethlehem if you want to read her.
Is it about going down on Jews or something?
About blowing
it's
a nativity scene.
You picky eater, you jerk.
All right, Will, what do you want to plug?
Nothing.
God damn it.
I'll wait till we get the final mix of that song, then we'll play that and plug that.
Fine. Jerry, what puppet show are you working on that you want to plug? God, I write scripts for this man's puppet shows, and it's any wonder my career goes nowhere. That's what I waste hours a day on.
The puppet show hasn't actually happened yet, though, so
it will a little bit. Being fisted.
Great puppet impression. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, you want to listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show in papasbasement.com, as well as my writing. And we love getting new followers on Facebook. You can just look up Papa's Basement there. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. I enjoy getting that. And once you tweet us there, we'll again point you toward Rachel, and you can talk about whatever you want to do to her sexually and...
I want to make you my puppet, bitch.
We are out of here.
John, I want to talk to you, though.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges.
Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match? Oh, wait, no, I don't bother. You're Sicilian, huh?
Sicilian.
No. I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers.
Come again?
No, it's a fact, yeah. You see, Sicilians have black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You see, the Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yes. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, well, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh, that they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigger gene. Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
I love this guy. No.
Your ancestors are niggers. And your great 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 grandmother fucked a nigger.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a half nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? 'Cause you're part eggplant.